Can you just kind of tell me how you've gone about familiarizing yourself with our region?
As you know, in the wisdom of the redistricting board, which I don't agree with, is essentially Bryce Edgman's district, which was the Dillingham region, the Alaska Peninsula, and the Aleutian Chain, and the Privlofs was his House district, with Lyman Hoffman being the senator. And in the Bethel area, there's 28 communities that use Bethel as the regional hub, you know, hospitals, state and federal offices, commerce, and, of course, the airport. And so it's a region that is dependent on the Bethel hub. Well, all of those villages immediately around Bethel were stripped and then given to the Dillingham representative. And then from Clark's Point to the end of the Aleutian Chain, all those communities were given to Bethel. So it's sort of amazing. And at first, both of us were, both me and Bryce, you know, didn't care for it. But now that we've, you know, traveled to our respective other districts, now I'm actually looking forward to learning a new part of the state and meeting new people, as well as Bryce is over here. And so we've both sort of come to the same conclusion that this is my home area and the Peninsula Chain is his home area. Now those respective regions don't have just one representative, they have two representatives. And so I think it's, if you look at it with a glass half full, it is actually could turn out to be a good deal.
So you've represented Bethel for 4 years now, and we know that Chinook salmon is extremely important to the people in that region, and the Bering Sea trawl fleet is really important to us here too. Can you kind of talk with me a little bit about your approach to balancing those two sets of interests?
The issue of the poor returns of Chinook have really scared a lot of people in Alaska, let alone the Yukon and the Kuskokwim Rivers. What is affecting the Chinook? Is it natural or is it caused by many things? I'm convinced that it's not caused by just one factor. And so I believe that Alaska should take an important step here and say, wait a minute, this is one species of a buffet of seafood products that we enjoy, both financially and for subsistence use. We should teach ourselves how we can protect that individual species so that that species can survive as well as all the other species for the benefit for Alaskans, for their financial security and for their subsistence security. Last year I introduced legislation that would create this Chinook Endowment Fund. Whatever the number is, let's take $50, $60, $75 million, whatever makes sense. And the interest off of that endowment fund would fund research to figure out what is causing this, what is causing the demise. And maybe there is a solution that we can realistically chase after, or maybe it's far more complex than that, and what do we need to protect not only Chinook, but all the other species that, again, that we need for financial security and subsistence security, because it has to be a balance.
You've been really involved in determining kind of the state's Arctic policy. Can you just talk a little bit about what you've accomplished on that so far and what you're looking forward to doing, especially now that the Aleutians are part of the area that you're representing?
Yes, I was a member of the Northern Waters Task Force, and the report that we generated has become a benchmark for so many people because of the issues of Arctic governance, of shipping, of oil response, and development in the Arctic. So now we move on to legislation, a resolution in the past that created the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission. And the Policy Commission is made up of four legislators from the Senate, four legislators from the House, and then the balance of it are quote-unquote experts. Chris Laddick for Municipal Government. There's a Marine pilot. What I would like to see is that this group over the next couple of years doesn't have a detailed check-off list of all the things you have to do when you're working in the Arctic. I think what all these minds need to get together in conversations with a lot of Alaskans is what is our vision? What is our mission statement of where Alaska is going to sit and fully participate in the debate over the next many years of Arctic development? I don't want Alaskans to be on the outside of the glass looking in while the federal government and the Arctic Council have this conversation about Arctic policy in the next few years.
Is there anything that you think it's important for people in the Aleutian chain, sort of in our listener area, to understand about you or about your legislative priorities over the next few years?
You may have seen an ad that me and Bryce and Lyman put together. We look at is that on this side of the mountains of the Alaska Range, there is a part of Alaska by some, not all, by some, that is taken for granted. We're going to continue to remind people that Western Alaska is part of Alaska and that we're not going to get shortchanged. And I think you've seen that from Senator Hoffman and Representative Briceman, Carl Moore, Moses, and others, is that Western Alaska is important to Alaska, and we expect to be treated the same.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, sure, Lauren.